Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
So let's bring back Living on Earth's Jeff Young for some final thoughts on the week he spent with the GOP in the Twin Cities. Hey there, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, you betcha, Steve. Trying to blend in here in Minnesota.
Okay, now, all right, how do you sum all this up?
You know, what struck me is this shift in tone when it comes to energy and environment issues. Instead of using this convention to, I don't know, appeal to moderate swing voters concerned about climate change, eager to see the country move toward cleaner energy, well, this has largely been a showcase for the traditional Republican energy priorities. It's as if the gravitational pull of the Republican Party base is just too great, even for McCain the Maverick to withstand. Now, of course, McCain supporters like James Woolsey and Senator Joe Lieberman insist that their candidate is still committed to addressing climate change, though we heard little, very little, of that message from the podium and from the delegates here in St. Paul this week. The energy message here boiled down to a simple three-word chant, drill, baby, drill.
Okay, Jeff, now you spent a week with the Democrats in Denver and another week with the Republicans in St. Paul. They both talked a lot about energy. What can we expect from them now?
Well, you know, the Democrats are having their own internal struggle on energy. They're trying to appease voter concerns on high gas prices, trying to smooth things over with Democrats from coal and oil states. And both parties are pushing this all-of-the-above energy message. They want to be the ones who voters think, ah, those folks have the right balance. But if you look just beyond that all-of-the-above slogan, you see a pretty stark difference here. Despite Senator McCain's actions on global warming in the past, and he does have a strong record here, the Republican message increasingly is one that puts the emphasis on expanding oil drilling, expanding nuclear power. Support for alternative energy and conservation is falling farther down on that agenda. Democrats largely view additional drilling as the small part of an energy strategy that instead emphasizes green jobs, the potential for renewable energy. So I think the battle lines are pretty clear here, and we're going to see that fight on the campaign trail certainly over the next 60 days, and we're going to see it in Congress in the next few weeks as this spills over onto Capitol Hill.
Living on Earth's Jeff Young on the road home to D.C. from St. Paul and the Republican convention. Thanks, Jeff. I think you got your work cut out for you back on Capitol Hill. Figure out all that maneuvering. Good luck.
Thanks, Steve.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins and Marilyn Covoni. Our interns are Sandra Larson and Jesse Martin. Special thanks this week to PRI's Heidi Schultz. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Learish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Steve Kerwin. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, and the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Rockefeller Foundation and its campaign for American workers. More at rockfound.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.